Welcome to the Emulate This podcast, episode number 5. On this episode, we're going to switch it up a little bit and talk about some newer stuff. We're going to review From Software's Dark Souls 3, a game that came out in March 2016. And we're also going to discuss add-ons, DLC, other way game companies make money other than selling you the game. So let's get the show going. Mike.
Press start.
Welcome back to the Emulate This podcast, episode number 5. Back atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. We strolled away from the railroad tracks from the last episode. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good.
Rory in the command bunker, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent, thanks for having me.
And we have someone new on the show. We have a guest tonight, Eric.
What's up? Big fan. Thanks for having me on.
Eric's a friend of ours.
I am.
Go ahead, Eric.
Can only hope to be half as charming as Five Card Stud, though.
I know, right? He's so charming. We can't even have him in the room. He's so charming.
Really? The sexual tension's too much.
But Eric's going to bring us up to date on a new game, and we're going to talk about some newer stuff today. So we're taking
a break from the retro.
Yeah, we're forking off a little bit.
Fork me, fork you.
Eric plays a lot of new stuff, every game that comes down the pike, pretty much. So he's up to date a little bit more than we are. But so how you guys doing?
Good, man. Good.
Good. Eagles.
Good, yeah.
Ooh,
on tomorrow, lost against the Lions. That kind of sucks.
Trap game. Know.
It was a trap game.
Yeah.
Trap game.
I kind of had a bad feeling about that game. But the hockey season started. Flyers started off good against the Kings.
Yeah, big win. See, Gossesbear got that skate to the face, man.
I know. See that scar?
Dude, yeah, he got lucky.
That's going to last.
Could have been a lot worse. Yeah, could have been a whole lot worse.
That was ugly. That's going to last. That thing almost cut off his nose.
Yeah, it was bad.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, Mike, how you doing, man? What you been up to?
Not much.
Not much? No, not much? No. Nothing new to talk about?
I don't know. Maybe.
We're going to start off with a little bit of Mike's Odyssey.
Listen to that. Yeah. We missed the Odyssey last week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we did. We took a
break from the Odyssey.
Yeah. So that gave you more time to play
a bunch of stuff on the 2600. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been messing around with Adventure, Defender, Pitfall 2. Pitfall 2 is
That's one I
was
never
really
played.
Getting on my nerves.
Really?
Did you ever play it?
No.
Holy
yeah.
So
I didn't even know there was a Pitfall 2.
It's better than the first one.
I just thought it went from Pitfall to Pitfall on Super Nintendo and Genesis.
Well, there's a Pitfall on the NES, too.
There is?
Yeah.
I didn't play that one.
And I've never played it, but I think it sucks. But
I believe it's Super Pitfall.
I think that's right.
Wait, it's Super Pitfall on the NES?
Yeah.
Correct. It was an Angry Video Game Nerd episode.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really? He did Super Pitfall?
Yeah, it's like sharks with lava.
Freaking laser beams.
Yeah, that's the episode.
Oh. So Pitfall, you've played the original Pitfall, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I've played many variations
so
of Pitfall.
So I get why it's important. It's one of the first platform games.
Right.
You know?
It's also one of the first games where didn't have limited lives. You could do checkpoints and it'd bring you back.
Well, Pitfall 2 is.
Yeah, Pitfall 2.
Yeah,
oh, we're talking
about
Pitfall
1 for a second. Because because I was just saying, Pitfall 2 is, in my opinion, way better than the first one.
Why?
There's just more stuff to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric's right. There's checkpoints. The first Pitfall, you know, you die, you get 3 lives, and then that's it. The game's over. You get like 20 minutes to explore everything.
Right.
And it's like a weird setup. You know, if you're on top, each screen is one screen across. But then if you go to the bottom, it's 3 screens. Like it jumps you 3 screens ahead.
Okay.
And that's how you're attempting to collect all 32 treasures.
Okay.
But after a while, game gets so fucking boring. I mean, you just start to
die.
It's
just the same thing over and over.
It's just the same thing. You're just jumping over logs and snakes, and you know, and that's you die because you're.
But that's what the first game was.
Fucking bored. That was so the only about the first game. Like,
let's see what happens if the snake eats me.
You're still talking about the first game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here's, okay. So Pitfall 2.
All right.
So Eric was saying, yeah. So there's checkpoints, but here's the problem that I was having. So I would die, right? And what it does is. Okay, so you die, right? And you flash. Your little avatar flashes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you scroll ever so slowly back to the checkpoint. It can take like 2 minutes
really?
To get back to the goddamn checkpoint. Mm. So every time you... And there's no... You can't die either. You can play the game for fucking 24 hours if you wanted to.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's just a grueling test.
And I think you're trying to do the same thing. You're trying to collect a bunch of treasures and save, like, a dog or something like that. I just started.
I love dogs.
That kind of sucks at the end of the game. It's like, yeah,
we
thanks for saving the dog.
Tonight, guys.
Let's do it.
But I eventually turned it off. It was just like, I'm good. I got it, you know. So, yeah, messing around with Pitfall 2. And then I was messing around with Super Breakout. Did you ever do that one?
No.
It's like a Pong kind of base.
How cosmopolitan.
What?
Yeah. I said how cosmopolitan you are.
Yes, I am. So the thing with the Super Breakout was you use the paddle controllers.
Mm-hmm.
My paddle controllers are fucked up.
Mm. Okay.
So I ripped one apart, fixed it.
How old is your paddle controller?
Old.
Did you buy the? Did you buy a kit, or did you fix it?
No,
like
you don't have to buy a kit. You know, all you have to do, what's it called? There's the little, Oh, shit. What's it called?
Modeling clay?
No, it's a little circle there. Potentiometer. Potentiometer, I think it's called.
So that you sounds just like bullshit.
You take everything apart. It's not bullshit.
Modeling.
Potentiometer.
That was a secret ingredient.
You didn't just make that up, you
I
swear.
Didn't make it up. Potentiometer.
Okay. I believe you.
All right.
Okay.
You take the controller
You're
apart.
You're right, potentiometer.
Yeah. You take the controller apart. Right. You rip all the shit out. You just get some alcohol. Swab it around.
And that was it?
It's greasy as shit. Controllers
it's
work
dirty
fine.
Job.
Mm. Yeah, controllers work fine.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's been the deal in the...
What was the problem? How'd you know it was bad? It was what?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, those controllers... So, they used to make things cheap as shit,
mm-hmm.
okay? Atari did. So, the controller, when you put on the game, and like, all right, so there's like the little paddle, like, you know, Pong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Super Breakout's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
So, there's a little... paddle thing on the bottom and it like flickers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It, like just jumps back and
that's
forth
when you know
without
you touching. That's when you know the controller's bad.
Yeah,
it's
without you
actual...
even touching the controller, it just kind of flickers.
Oh, okay.
And so when the little ball thing comes down, it's nearly impossible to
right.
fucking move the thing and hit the ball and hit the break out the blocks. So yeah, that's when I
cool, man.
I went on YouTube and figured
wow.
it out. Yeah.
It's very MacGyver of you.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like that about old retro gaming. I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a beer. Get your tools.
Yeah.
Sit there, rip a controller apart. A
little bit of elbow
and
grease.
Who cares if you break it?
Yeah.
It's, never, you know, it's a piece of shit anyway.
It's broken now.
Yeah.
I had the throw same thing away. With, I was playing Atari on Stella, the emulator, and I fired it up, and then I was playing with a mouse, and it worked fine.
Sucks, so you weren't playing really. It the right way.
What? That's improvising.
Who the fuck
and
plays Atari with a mouse?
And I didn't have to
see
do
that?
Anything special.
What a loser.
Even emulators.
Were you able to pause that game, or did you pause it?
Nope, you can't pause Atari
save state.
Games. That's
not,
shit.
You're not allowed to
I
pause it.
Your controller breaks when you're playing emulators, you save state.
That's right.
Controller broke.
Yeah, nonsense. Nope, game's over. Controller breaks. You fucking
save state that
go
shit.
Go to bed, fix a goddamn thing, try again the next day. It's over.
If your controller breaks,
then go save a dog.
The dog dies.
But yeah, man. They made things cheap back then.
Yeah, they did. That's cool. I don't know. Can you? I guess you could fix all the other game systems like NES.
I can't believe
Atari they probably sell kits
with poor quality.
Right?
That just blows my mind.
I know, Rory. It is the truth.
I'll tell you what. Those NES paddles they hold up really
they
good.
Do.
Though. Of
they
all,
do.
Of all of them, I'm
I don't
not,
think I've ever seen one that doesn't work.
I go
unless
through,
it was crushed.
Yeah, I go through like an Xbox One, PS4 controller in 6 months.
Seriously?
Done. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Those things. They're made like the new ones.
Yeah,
they're
an angry
just so
guy.
Advanced.
Are you,
no, I'm
are
not
you
angry.
Throwing shit?
I rarely break the controller. I've become a Zen gamer. You know, it's taken me a long time, but I've learned to control myself, and I haven't broken it on purpose. You could just get a lot of drift in the analog sticks now,
okay.
and
yeah,
the buttons
yeah.
fall off. And I guess since there were only technically three buttons on the old ones, mm-hmm. okay, five. you know, mm-hmm. you know. So it weren't as many things to break, but it just seems like they held up better. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're right. Something about the NES controller, it's a really, it's real dense. Like it doesn't rattle when you shake it. No. A lot of, even the new ones shake, they rattle. Like an Xbox controller rattles.
The plastic is very hard and sharp. Like, literally, you could, like, cut vegetables with it. Like, it's sharp.
Yeah, I mean, and we've stepped on them and thrown them at each other.
Super Nintendo controllers. Those things are beasts.
Those two.
They are beasts.
That's the thing with, like, Atari controllers, too. There's, like, you know, the NES, the Super Nintendo controllers, the Genesis controllers, there's just buttons. The Atari controllers have all these moving parts.
Yeah, that's the joystick.
They're so easy to break. And everything was just so, like, the joysticks themselves, there's, like, a little tube that goes in to, like, the main shaft of the joystick. And that thing, they made it cheaply. And it's just by the design, it's just going to break.
Right, right.
So you can buy these new ones now that are made better.
They're reinforced. Yeah. So they knew about it.
Why didn't you do that before?
Yeah.
Because they're just gonna break.
Yeah.
Cool. It's cheap, man.
It is cheap.
Cheap, which is right. It's going to lead us into our main topic of the episode.
Of the episode, yeah. Right? Pretty much this topic. How are we starting this one off?
It's the greed of gaming, right?
Like, buying a game's not enough anymore. Buying the game.
They want more.
Right.
They want blood.
They always want more.
They want blood.
Always want more.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, I mean, it started way back, you know, around the crash of 83 with Atari putting out a ton of E.T. cartridges and Pac-Man cartridges, more than systems were available.
Yeah, I guess that was the beginning.
Because they just wanted a shitload of money.
But, and then it rolled on to Nintendo, where... You know, obviously back then when NES was out, they didn't have, you know, there was no internet. We weren't downloading,
walkthroughs.
We weren't downloading DLC content. We were buying Nintendo Powers.
Right.
So that was a way to make money other than the actual game itself. And a lot of games, you needed the Nintendo Power.
We talk about Simon's Quest on this show a lot.
Right.
That's a game.
It's
impossible to get through that game unless you have a Nintendo Power.
Exactly.
Back in the day.
Right,
now
right.
You can go online, but you had
and
to buy
I don't
buy
think they were
Nintendo
cheap
Power.
Back then. How much were Nintendo Power? They were what? At least $5.
At least.
$8, $10. I don't know.
I had Nintendo Power, and I believe it was $60 a year, and it was every month.
Okay.
Oh, that's expensive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially back then.
Especially back then.
People were making like half the money.
I believe it was $60 a year.
That's expensive because... My wife gets Time Magazine, and it's like $12 for a yearly subscription.
Yeah.
Well, magazines are dying, though, you know.
Yeah.
All the online blogs and, you know.
My thing was GamePro. I was a GamePro guy. I used to love GamePro.
Yeah.
You know, they had a whole sports section.
GamePro was a great magazine.
Oh, it was great. Every game they reviewed, too. I used to love, like, the picture icons at the bottom, where they give, like, the guy's head with a thumbs up. It was like a 5.0 and shit like that. And, yeah, GamePro, to me, was awesome. That was a big magazine. I would read the same magazine for the entire month and just keep. I still remember like almost every page of the GamePro magazines.
You think
it's bizarre?
You think Metroid was kind of like one of those games too?
Oh yeah,
could
absolutely.
You beat Metroid without a Nintendo Power? Did you have to buy one?
I never beat it. I would assume you would
Rory,
almost.
You don't
have
like
to.
That game, right? So you didn't. Have you ever beaten it?
What's the game?
Metroid.
Super Metroid, Metroid.
No,
you have no idea without a Nintendo Power where you're going.
I hate Metroid.
See, I like it. I love it.
Hate it.
But I don't want the Nintendo Power. I'm doing it on my own.
But you can't. Can you do it? Like
you can't. I think so. I hope so. That's what I'm trying. I'm still working on Super Metroid.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Back in the day, that was another game where you were forced to buy.
Right, you're almost forced. Yeah, maybe I should.
Yeah.
But Metroid is It's not randomly generated. You'll eventually go to every screen.
Well, eventually, but it helps.
You'll eventually hit every screen.
Yeah, but
you'll find what you need eventually.
Some screens aren't easy to find.
No, but Simon's Quest was very cryptic. It's not the same thing. Like Metroid, it has its. Some cryptic things, but most of it is just to find a way from A to B, and A to B might not be a direct route. You might actually have to make a sidetrack through three or four different levels or rooms. But like kneeling before like that wall with red crystal, like nobody would ever freaking get that. You'd have no idea how to do that.
That's ridiculous. Like, do you know about that?
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, there's another one where you have to. There's a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you have to select the blue crystal.
Okay,
kneel at the body of water. And then the screen moves down, and there's stairs, and you can go through the water.
I didn't know that.
Because if you try to go through the water without the blue crystal selected, you die.
You'll die.
So how the
fuck? And you have to do that to beat the game.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's a bonus.
That's part of the game.
Right.
How are you figuring that out?
Right.
You have to buy Nintendo Power.
Right. Mm. So it went on from NES and Nintendo Power. And I'd say the 16-bit era was the same way, selling magazines. I'm sure Super Metroid on Super Nintendo, you sold magazines.
There wasn't a way pre-internet to get
exactly.
you to buy more than the actual product itself.
Right, like right.
There was no way to have add-ons. The best comparison would be with the PC world, where they have expansion packs, where like you'd be required to have the base game, okay? And if you wanted something extra, they'd make extra levels or a new character or something like that.
Yeah,
you'd have
DLC.
To buy an expansion pack. Mm-hmm. And that kind of marketing has carried over to the console.
Well, how about on PC? How about PC in the 90s? Did they have anything like they have today? Because, you know, game systems weren't online back then. Unless you... Well, they were, but they were like Fugazi online.
Yeah, they didn't even charge you a monthly fee.
Right,
back.
Right.
Like, but Saturn had online, right? Like in the very beginning.
Yeah, but it was horseshit.
It was garbage.
Yeah.
But they didn't charge you for it.
Right. But if you had a PC with some PC games, did they have downloadable content back then for like whatever the hell it was out?
I can remember playing
in
a lot of
1995.
Doom. Yeah, I was playing a lot of Doom and Duke Nukem then and stuff.
Absolutely.
And we went online, and I don't know if there was no way to find out as far as there was no Steam or anything back then.
Yeah,
there was
nothing.
No way to.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was, I never knew about it. But, you know, they never charged you to be online either. That's another thing.
Yeah, and I don't think you didn't need money for point and clicks back then to buy downloadable content. I mean, usually the games were packaged.
Back in the day, you couldn't even download porn. You had to make your own.
Polaroids really came in handy.
VHS. Super 8.
I was going to ask you a question, and then Rory's comment about porn
threw you off a little.
Distracted me. Oh, all right. Yeah, that's it. So you guys are kind of, you know, you guys do more, you know, recent gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that it's worse now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That's what the whole industry seems like. It is like...
They got ways to milk you wouldn't believe, man. You know, they made so much money already, and, you know, the microtransaction is the worst thing. And, you know, they're doing that. You know, it's one thing for a phone game. You want to give the person the game for free, you know what I mean? And then have them, you know, pay to get more lives or some shit.
Right,
okay,
right.
Whatever. Now, we're talking a big game we paid $60 for here. Now you want, you know, you want more money for what's that?
That's U.S. If you lived in Australia and maybe the other PAL regions, that game would be like $75.
Well, yeah.
US.
But it's like a game like Tiger Woods where shit doesn't really help you out by buying anything. But they actually charge you to buy new fucking shirts.
Right,
like, what the hell? I need new shirts to put on my own body.
Wait,
what am I buying shirts for my character?
Are you serious?
Virtual
I'm not
shirts,
even kidding.
Actual money
like,
for
shirts and shoes and shit cost money.
So Gears of War 4 just came out. Now, I love Gears of War.
Yeah, you,
okay,
you have
great
some numbers
games.
Here. Yeah.
I got some numbers
I like
there.
Gears.
Gears of War, good series. Right now they have these gear packs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get gear packs for playing the game for a certain amount of time and gaining a certain amount of, you know, credits.
All right.
Well, you can use actual money to get credits,
so it's like a shortcut.
Right, exactly. So they're only like $2 and $5 at a time, but you don't know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pay like $2 and $5 at a time, and you get four items, and it's completely
random. Wait, you have no
idea.
Random. It's
you
like a
no
box
idea.
With a question
it's
mark
gonna
on
be,
it.
Yeah, it's going to be like weapon skins. Yeah, exactly. RNG. It's going to be weapon skins, or it's going to be, you know, an outfit or something. And, you know, they've shown online where people got the same outfit, two of the same outfit in the same role.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you pay $5. And what if you don't like any of that? What if all this shit comes out pink? I'm not rocking pink.
That's
you know
lazy.
What I'm saying?
Like, why is
it's
that?
So
that's lazy.
Exactly. So let me pick. If you're going to charge me extra money, let me pick what I get.
Yeah, let me. Yeah. We don't know what I'm buying.
You know, the problem is that people freaking pay for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's gamers' fault. It's our fault.
When you buy it, you enable it.
If paid for that, they wouldn't do it. See, that's the thing. Like, we're all like, I don't buy DLC. The only time I've ever bought DLC was Mass Effect.
Okay.
And I really love Mass Effect. And I have a whole story about Mass Effect. I don't know if we want to talk about Mass Effect on its own, but the reason they get away with this shit is because people keep freaking letting them do it as an enabler.
So
it's embarrassing.
So is the thing when they put the game out, is the game not complete, or is it complete and this is extra stuff? Like, what are you getting when you buy a game? I'd rather pay $80 for a new game rather than a $60 half-ass game.
Okay, let me give you a great example. Sometimes the games are broken, they're rushed out. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, all the Bethesda games that I really love.
Mafia 3 just came out. Totally
what, what was wrong with that? What was wrong with Mafia 3?
So much shit on them. Like, they don't do any Q&A testing.
Yeah, Mafia.
The other part is that they'll have content, and then they'll purposely gate it off. So let me give you the quintessential example. For the current or the last generation systems, Street Fighter Cross Tekken is a fighting franchise crossover between, obviously, Street Fighter and Tekken.
Right.
Made by Capcom. And on the disc, okay, on the actual disc that you paid $59.95 USD, okay, for, a third of the roster. So a fighting game is all about the moves and, like, the flow and the roster. How many freaking people can you put on it, okay? Because if a fighting game only has 12 people, it kind of sucks. If it has 45 people, you get a lot of value because you can learn 45 different people's moves and combos and all that.
Right, especially
stuff.
Today.
A third of that game's roster was locked behind a paywall. Okay.
So it's on the disc. It's on the disc.
It's on the disc. Okay. Yep. So a third of that game's fighters, the reason you buy the game, okay, was there and programmed and tested and there, and you could even see it mocked you, but it was grayed out because it was behind a paywall on a disc that you already paid. So let me give you an example of real
it's
life.
It's kind of bullshit.
Imagine it is bullshit.
That's like, it's like buying Mario and like you can't play as Luigi.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yep, your parents have to pay $10
right.
on their credit card.
Imagine if you bought a house, okay, and the day you move in, you find one of the bedrooms locked, okay? And then you call the real estate agent, and you go, hey, this one bedroom's locked. Can I kick the door down? Or, like, what's up with the door? And they say, oh, the sale didn't include that one room.
You must have lied then.
That's exactly $10,000. What Tekken Street Fighter is. That's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That was there, and you paid for it, and it's there. You literally paid for where that data is sitting, and they have a. And I think, and it's not like $2. I think it's
right.
Like
it's in your possession. Like you have the data. It's in your house.
Yeah, you're paying to unlock it.
$15.
That's bull.
$15 to unlock them.
I'm sorry. What? 15?
$15. See, wouldn't you rather just pay another $15 when you buy the game?
No, I want to get the whole game for $60. I want everything they already made.
Inflation, right? We gotta mark it up a little bit. Because Super C, when I bought Super C when I was a kid on NES, I think it was $56 at Toys R Us. Whoa. Now, that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
What are we at? 20 years from then?
Yeah.
Where are we at now?
Sure, 30.
30. Yeah. We're almost 30. So that same game, how the hell do games cost the same amount of money? I'd rather pay a little bit more. I understand it, the inflation. I get
That's
it.
A mar-
but don't give me a half-assed game.
The market shows that people will only pay so much.
The marketing people figured out the maximum price that people are willing to say, I will dispose of my income on a whim for a game.
Mm.
And that's the magic number, is $59.99. And you know, in the future, when our current money is worth less, it will be $65, something
All
like
right.
that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It'll keep going up just like it was $56 when we were children.
Mm-hmm.
But like they know the formula and say, this is what people are willing to pay. And then they all cartel lock it up. And they all say, every game that we make, doesn't matter if the game is a 2-hour experience or a 20-hour experience or a 70-hour. Like the Bethesda Fallout games could be 120 hours if you
okay,
wanted.
Okay, so there you go. Should they charge more for a longer game and a game that has more production costs?
I don't know about that. I kind of feel like a lot of it goes to bullshit. Like
that's kind of lame too if they do that because you don't pay more to go. Like if you're going to go see a $40 million
That's true.
You know,
would that be something that they did this with movies? Yeah. They lock shit. So you bought the Blu-ray, but you missed that.
You
never
the
saw the main character or no, the supporting actor. They blocked the fuck out.
go online to unlock Tom Hanks.
Hey, they just blurred his ass out the whole movie.
All you get is Wilson. Crazy. It's just Wilson and Castle.
It is unbelievable.
Who the fuck's that soccer ball talking to?
It is unbelievable. They can do that with video games. They, you know, it's not same thing with like music. Actually, they probably do it with music. They do it with music. They'll sit there and you can get a CD on iTunes and you buy the CD, but there's two extra tracks. If you want to hear those extra tracks, they're another like couple bucks.
Oh, okay.
Just release the whole damn album. Yeah. But you're right with movies. That's I mean, they don't do that.
No. That would suck.
And they do it in video games because, Rory's right. People will pay it.
People will pay.
All right. So let me give you another great example. I'll go back to Mass Effect. I'll make it quick. All right. I love Mass Effect, and I could spend days in podcasts talking about all the Mass Effects and why I really like them.
Just keep your pants on, all right?
Good.
Jesus.
This is a game I got to get into, Mass Effect.
See, all right,
great
game,
great game, though.
Play Mass Effect.
Just a broken one?
I don't think Eric likes Mass. You like Mass Effect?
No, I do like. I like Mass Effect. I was a little disappointed in the end of 3, as most people were.
Yeah, but that's a different episode.
Different episode.
I'm kind of disappointed too. But going back to 3 and missing content, they have a character. Okay, Mass Effect is all about your partners, your allies, and it's like, you know, it's basically Gears of War in space with story, with like likable plot and story. Okay, that kind of matters, and you can make as much as you want out of it. Okay, and they for 3 have a character. Who's a Prothean, which is like one of the characters that you're trying to always like meet in this in the all the on the other two games, and they took him and they made his content. They hired a voice actor who's done an excellent job, and then they hid all of his content and all of his levels and all of his bullshit, okay, behind a paywall for $6. Again, so you bought a game that had another character in a game about characters that they wanted. Another $6 plus tax.
Now, how many times in the game did they do that? Just that one guy?
Well, there are other people, but they're minor, and you don't need them, per se. Like, there's a ninja lady who you have to pay. She has, like, her own levels, and you can use her.
Right.
But, like, Javik, his name is, I believe. it's, like, a great example. If you don't have him in that game, the game just skips over all of his stuff and all of the plots that talking to a guy from the original race before, like, the... If you don't understand the game, like, there's these robots from space that destroy everything. His, like, people got wiped out last, okay? And, like, he's the only one that's alive. And, like, there's this whole rich story. And my point is that they went to the trouble of making this guy at the time of the game, and they did all the voice acting, they did all the animations, they did all the testing on his character and his moves and all that other shit. And then they locked him up, and without paying that extra $6... You got such an inferior product compared to if you had
right
that it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
because if you never played it, you might say that game is a, you know, forget the ending. You might say that game is a B, but with that guy, I would say that game is an A plus, even with the bad ending.
Okay,
because that guy makes it. Mass Effect again is a game about characters, and when you hide the fucking characters that are done,
just as bad.
It is unacceptable.
Well,
unacceptable.
So that, yeah, that's kind of total bullshit. The next game I'd like to talk about, Eric, you know a lot on this one. Mike, you don't know so much on this one, GTA 5.
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with Rockstar and Take-Two.
What's
sure.
that?
Oh, I just like to do some of the numbers on some of these profits here. Now, granted, the budget was $265 million. Okay. They knew they were going to make that money back, but $130 for the game, about $130 for advertising. Okay. In 3 days, that game made $1 billion.
Right.
So they made They made $750 million in 3 days. Okay. Currently, it's sitting at over $2.5 billion. Okay. And alone, they made $500 million in microtransactions. Over $500 million. Now, what are they charging all that money for? Well, for $50, they get these shark cards. You can get them in all values, but for $50. You get $3.5 million in-game dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's that buy you, Rye?
Not much.
Couple souped-up sports cars.
Lamborghini and a cheap apartment. That really doesn't buy you shit.
So right now...
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can get the game... My point is, you can get the whole game for like $45. If you looked it up on Amazon right now for PS4 and Xbox One, you can probably get the whole... You can get the whole game for $45. You just paid $50 for 3 vehicles.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay, it's
and plus what they did in that game.
Exactly.
Well, here's what they did. When the game first came out online, when it first came out, prices were prices.
Did you do that?
Did I do it?
Yeah.
No way.
No, you didn't do it?
I would never spend American money on fake money.
Because
you already bought the game.
Right, yeah.
But they raised the prices in the game as the game was out.
Right.
They raised the prices of stuff. So that card went down in value.
Right.
They probably 4 times.
Yep.
All right, cars went up, housing went up, everything went up at a certain point, and everything doubled. There was one time when we went on and we're like, holy shit, why is everything so much money?
Yeah, exactly.
Because people were buying those cars.
People were buying it. And of all the time, and you know, it kind of spits in the face of the people that support the game and play the game all the time, and it takes hundreds of hours to make, you know, money like that.
Yeah.
And you know, it just seems unfair.
I did it the right way.
Did you?
Sure.
Yeah, I tried. I'm only still like a level 80.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Rory's
I
over 100.
Like, I stopped at like 50 or something.
You stopped at 50?
I'm over 100.
Yeah, I lost the level a little.
But like, for me to make $1 million in that game without the heist, the heist kind of changed stuff because you can make a lot of money, but yeah, it is, right. It's a big investment.
But that's a long enough to come out, the heist.
But to make $1 million, like to buy an attack chopper, I believe, is $1.75 million.
And mm-hmm.
altogether, like, you know, Ryan and I and other people have been playing GTA 5 for, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, like, several hundred hours, like 600, 500 hours over the past, what, 4 years that it's been out, or 3 years?
Three.
Like,
mm-hmm.
like
already.
And I just have a tank and an attack cop. Like, that's how little you make in that game.
But it also gets to a point where it's like, what the fuck are you really going to do with all this money? When you have an apartment and you have a few cars,
right?
What are you really going to do with it?
Yeah.
When you go online, you end up just playing heist with your friends and just wreaking havoc.
You can also steal shit, too. Yeah, you can also steal shit, too.
Right. Like, so you get to a certain point where you have everything you need, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. At some point.
It's a ripoff.
It becomes
You're making me not want to get into
it. It's
these
a ripoff. Oh, you should.
No,
yeah,
you should definitely,
no, you
definitely want to get into them.
Yeah, because when we get Red Dead. Yeah.
I still love
you're
going to
miss out,
Red Dead.
Mike. You're going to miss out.
You're going to be there. You're going to be square.
Yeah, you're going to wish you were sitting around the campfire with us, okay? With a harmonica.
Red Dead month. Like, just every episode is Red Dead.
Well, I can't wait.
Or Marble Madness.
I don't want to turn you off on current games.
Yeah.
Because current games have their gems. Like, some games... or some franchises, okay, like Mass Effect or the Fallouts, they are a life experience. Like, they literally changed how I see not only video games, but, like, real life, too. Like, they are excellent, excellent games, and I highly recommend that you go through them.
Yeah, and we're talking shit on GTA. I'm talking shit on GTA 5
right now, but it's
amazing.
I love that game.
It might be top five all time, but I know what you're saying, Rory.
Yeah, we're just looking at it from that angle. Like, it's a great game. I love the game.
Right.
Not everything that's being produced... more currently, okay, because a minute we're talking about games from last generation, are not every game is a piece of shit with like this bullshit or like Tekken Street Fighter where they hide stuff, okay, like
right,
like not everything is like that, but there are plenty of examples where they're just full of shit. Like, you're just like, are you serious?
But you also don't want everything handed to you. Like, the antithesis of like GTA is Saints Row, where it's a lot easier to get stuff.
Right.
It's more linear. And they kind of give you everything that GTA doesn't, but they give it to you quick.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
They just unload shit on you. Like anything. Like crazy guns, like tanks, dildos. Like,
right, yeah.
The game's insane. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Mike,
no,
Mike, I'm not kidding.
The weapon is a gigantic dildo.
Like,
it is hysterical.
Like, it's crazy. Yeah, and they just throw all this shit at you. And you accumulate it so fast. But the game's still not as deep. It's a fun game.
So many dildos.
But you know what I mean? It's its own thing, you know?
I think that was the name of my first album, So Many
Dildos. So Many Dildos.
Not enough time.
With Rory and the Gap Stoppers.
But,
so anyway.
Yeah, I mean.
Nice family program you guys are running here.
Yeah, you know, we try. But, yeah, there's that. And now also, the other issue was now with the internet, I guess broken games. And a lot of that's online play. It's almost like companies will put out these games, but I don't know if it's the infrastructure or what it is, just can't handle the online. GTA was the game. It was a son
broken,
of a bitch
sure.
to get on with your friends for the first, like, 2 months.
Yeah, it was
to have everyone get on the same party and everyone, you know.
There were so many people bought the game
it was
day
ridiculous.
One. Everybody was
yeah,
it didn't even work.
You'd
for
spend
like a
the
month.
First hour just trying to all
get
link
together.
Up together and get in the same damn room.
Yeah, it was a shitty experience in the beginning for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, I think, is that we probably got older and we realized more of the business side of the industry, because that's what it is. This isn't a bunch of artists.
No.
Like,
right.
making art for the sake of art. There are artists and there is artistry to it, okay? But it's also a business that must feed itself.
Right.
Huge
and
business.
The business aspect, I don't know if more business scumbags got into it or we're just seeing more because we're older and we're all jaded, okay? But, like, there's
jaded.
So much more bull
we're
and
from the
so
90s.
Much more red tape.
Yeah.
We're jaded.
Well,
you know, when you bought a game in the 90s, it worked. Okay,
exactly.
Whether the game sucked
exactly.
or not, it always worked.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and, you know.
And back then when
almost
you bought a game,
always,
I think people bought games slower because their friends would have a game, and then they would see it, and they would buy it, or they
right.
know someone who bought it. But now, Eric, you were talking the other day, pre-order incentives.
Oh, yeah.
So now everyone's buying the game at the same time.
Yeah,
and what
and
were you saying
is,
about
and,
that?
And this is it's gamers' fault. It's our fault, okay? Well, not all of us. Some of us don't buy into this bullshit, but, you know.
You admitted it's your fault.
It's all on me. Send your angry letters to me, trash@trash.com. So, you know, to make it all, basically, you get an outfit. They give you an outfit. It's kind of like the packs in, Gears of War.
You know what it is? It's pieces of flair.
It is. That's what it is. And don't you want those flair? Don't you want to show how dedicated you are? Don't you want to show? So basically,
that's the minimum number of pieces of flair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The minimum they give you, they'll give you like one outfit and one gun, and you can get that 2 hours into the game anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, they want to know how much money they're getting. You know, so they'll give
is
you.
Is that
like
why they do it? To go, all right, we'll give you. But they just want to have a feel for who's going
like,
to buy the game.
They got guaranteed money coming in.
That's
they want to know. They can get away with releasing a broken game.
I don't know why anybody would ever pre-order a game.
Well, the old deal with pre-orders was like GameStop or wherever you would buy would only get a minimum amount of copies in to sell. So you wanted to get your name in there, make sure you got a copy the day it released. It isn't like that
but
anymore.
But at a certain point, they would go, all right. Yeah,
I have never
before
I mean,
Walmart.
I don't buy a lot of games on the day they come out, but I have never gone to a store.
Right.
For a game that came out, let's say, in the past month.
Well, yeah, I bought GTA the day it came out, GTA 5.
I mean, I bought GTA 5.
The day it came out.
The day it came out.
But I walked in. I didn't pre-order.
There wasn't even a line to go to the damn register.
Yeah.
The guy's like, yep, there's a rack right there. And I'm like, all right, see ya.
Eric, what's the difference with digital copies?
Digital copies, you get it automatically. You'll never have a problem with
that. So what's
the
point of pre-ordering?
You can actually pre-download the game. Most people like to I like to have a physical copy.
I do too, yeah.
Like, I try not, like, if it's a game I'm really into, I like to have the disc. Like, I'm not going to
download.
Like
music, too. It's the same thing. I like to have the CD.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm not going to download when GTA 5 came out. I'm not downloading that. You know, I want that
right.
I want the physical copy. I just feel better about it. A lot of people are like
that.
You're
always going to have it.
You know, yeah.
Yep.
Servers go
yeah,
down.
Exactly.
You're not going to lose the
right,
game.
Right, right.
But what's
it's a very large game, too.
Right. What's nice about buying it digitally is you can get it immediately. You know, you pre-download it three, four days beforehand, and then as soon as midnight hits, it's boom, you're playing.
If you couldn't get the pre-order.
Well, no, I mean, you could buy it digitally no matter what, but yeah, if you didn't go with the pre-order.
Right, right.
If you went with the digital
download. So you'd rather have a pre-order. Are you against pre-order, or you'd rather have the pre-order?
I don't do pre-order at all.
You don't?
No, I mean, if I know I want it that day, I get it. But I never pre-order for the bullshit they give you.
Right, because you can get it that day.
Right.
You can walk into a GameStop and buy it.
And, you know, yeah,
but
exactly.
The pre-order...
It's not like they're only holding 30 copies.
It's an archaic system, basically.
The pre-order sends the wrong message. Because only certain things in our society, you're going to pay up front for. Okay? Like, you go to a deli, you get a sandwich. They usually want your money up front. So you can't stiff them on a sandwich. But a sandwich is only, like, at the most, like, $10. Okay? Normally, it's much less. All right, but the pre-order, regardless of the quality or the testing, or even if it's a piece of shit, okay, I'm not talking about like a down payment for like a contractor to come like buy materials to work on your
right.
house. Again, that's a great example of a real life example where you would pay something up front without the actual product. But like, I don't know why you would ever.
Right, you wouldn't pre-order your waffles at the Waffle House before you showed up.
You don't give when you give the company money for a game
do
that
you?
May or may not work or be good, yeah. you're sending
Coming
the wrong message.
Waffles.
You're saying I don't give a shit. Okay, I don't care if it's good or bad.
I'll be in Tuesday. I want blueberry. Here's $5.
Because you vote with your dollars. So the quintessential example of this is Aliens, Colonial Marines, where people because the franchise of Aliens. I don't care for Aliens, but people love Aliens. Okay, and I understand.
I think
why.
Aliens
I
are cool.
Very popular. Cheers.
That's a whole other question in itself.
Well, I don't mean like that. I mean like the you know what I mean, like the movie franchise Aliens. I don't like it, but obviously.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Okay, right. Like Sigourney Weaver Aliens.
Right.
And
did you
people
say you
were
don't like that?
The shit out of that.
I love
okay?
it.
Did you say you don't like Aliens?
I do not like
How do you
aliens.
Not like
Shut
up.
Hold on. Alien this franchise
right.
or
total,
aliens in general?
You're such a liar.
A Saturday afternoon,
you not
you're
like
doing
aliens.
Nothing.
I don't
Aliens
like,
is on.
You okay. love Sigourney. Say you love Sigourney.
I don't
say
come
aliens.
On, man.
You're lying.
He is lying.
I've say you love
alien.
Her.
I've seen Alien. I've seen Aliens. I've seen Alien 3.
I've seen
Alien. Alien.
The plural.
I've seen them all. I don't like them. I don't like monster movies.
Alien Eye.
I don't like monsters.
You didn't like Predator, dude? Shut up.
Oh, Predator.
Come on, yeah. You love Predator.
Okay, first of all,
Predator.
Three people have run for political office, and two of them have won from Predator.
Wow, that's true.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Wow.
Think about that.
Okay. Well, you learned something in
mind
the jungle.
Blown. But you're not weaseling out of this. You liked the Predator. Everyone liked the Predator. Everyone liked Arnold in that movie, and everyone liked the Predator.
The game
sucked. I like Carl Weathers. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're the worst.
Because, baby, you got a stew.
All right.
I give up. Whatever. You didn't like the Predator. You're the only one that didn't like the Predator.
What was
Fine.
Your point?
My point. Yeah.
Let's get this point out.
For the fuck's sake, get the point out.
You're on the clock.
The pre-orders enabled these people, okay, to release and market a product that was totally unrealistic to the actual game product, which was released. It was buggy as shit. It was rushed. It was garbage, okay? And people all had buyer's remorse, and I think some people sued them, and I think they got away with I think the actual company got away with it.
Okay. I mean, it's a way for them to make money up front.
But
when they put out
an
incomplete game.
If you waited a week for the game to be released and you read some reviews or maybe somebody you know played it and they said it was absolute dog shit and don't get it, don't waste your time.
Right.
You know, it'd been a totally different message because if the game failed versus got money before even being released, the message you're sending to the developers and the publishers are, you don't give a fuck.
Well, I think we should leave it on that.
Well, final thoughts?
My final thoughts are...
If I could just give a message to gamers, is just please stop pre-ordering it. It gives them the incentive to give you to send you an inferior copy when they release it, and you're not being rewarded for your loyalty or, you know, they don't give a shit about you.
Yeah.
Stop pre-ordering their games. Wait for the reviews. Buy it if it doesn't. If you know
exactly, and obviously they make enough copies that the stores have plenty.
Exactly.
They're not only getting 30 copies.
It's completely unnecessary in this
total
day
horseshit.
Especially with Walmart.
Right.
As much as I dislike Walmart, you could walk into a Walmart and buy any game the day it releases.
Exactly,
they have a bazillion copies.
So,
did you feel like you? Eric brought a lot of notes. Did you feel like
did you get all that out?
I got a little. I was very frustrated. I wanted to get it out.
Time goes by fast, man.
I had a bone to pick with Rockstar. I loved Rockstar. I had a bone to pick with them, and I'm glad somebody heard it.
Okay. So why don't we get to the game review?
Game review time.
Dark Souls 3.
All right.
Let's get to it.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Hey, Rory.
We're taking a break.
Rory?
Are you taking a break?
I'm like, okay!
Yes. We're going to take
here.
So Dark Souls 3, put out by Bandai Namco from Software, came out in March of 2016. Eric, you have a lot of experience with this one.
Yeah, I'm playing this right now. I haven't broken a controller yet, which is good.
It's always a good sign.
Yeah, in the AAA era, the last two generations, the Souls games have been typically, the most difficult. I mean, there's harder crap, like in the arcade, you know what I mean? Like... Super Meat Boy and shit like that.
Right.
As far as AAA games go, they're pretty rough, and there's only one difficulty, and that's hard.
Okay. right.
So, the more you play them, the better you get at them, and, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the casual. Let's put it that way.
Can I say something?
Please.
So, as, anyone who's listening to this podcast knows, I've been out of gaming forever, right? And the experience that I have is, I'm well-versed with Atari and NES and, what have you. I watch walkthroughs of this game.
Okay.
And it just shows you how far gone I am from playing any modern game. This, the way that this looks, I was saying before, it looks like if you watch the jazz singer from the 1920s and then you fucking watch Avatar... Or any of the Avengers movies or something like that. Right. I'm so far gone from this.
So
I have no business playing this fucking game.
So what you're saying is, and I think this is what you're saying, this is no Panic Restaurant.
snuck it in there. You knew it was coming.
There it is.
You fucked it up, Ryan. I had a whole thing with Panic Restaurant. You fucked it up. It was going to be funny.
Yeah. It takes a certain, you know, person to be able to fight through these games. But they're so rewarding once you do it. But, you know, it's not for the mentally weak, per se. Like, you go into GameStop, the guy should be like, all right, you got to come behind the counter. We got to talk about this. We got some paperwork to fill out. We got to fill out some paperwork. We got a lot of questions.
I need to know your next of kin.
Yeah, it should be like buying a gun.
Social security number. Yeah.
Yeah, buying a gun. It's just dangerous in the wrong hands. You know what I mean? I'll come out of the bedroom sometimes after cursing for an hour, and my wife and the dog are like curled up in the corner on the couch going, oh, my God, is he going to kill us? You know what I mean? But, you know, I was afraid to play them at first, you know, and I play everything. I really do. Mm-hmm. I'm into all genres and, you know, I play a lot of stuff. And even I didn't play them for a while. And
Why?
What's that? Because I heard about how tough they were. And when I come home from work.
You want to relax.
I want to relax.
Yeah.
I get
frustrated. You don't want to be stressed out.
I'm frustrated enough at work. Do you know what I mean? I come home, I want to have fun with my entertainment. I don't want to get mad at it, but it is frustrating. But once you get it. And, you know, it's about learning the enemy move sets and patience and timing, like the old games, like Mega Man games. You know what I mean? It's just it's frustrating for a while. Go ahead, Roar.
It's not a random game at all. The same guys come with the same attacks at the same place every time.
Right.
It's compared to what? Structured. The old games? The one and two?
It's very structured. So, like, you're supposed to practice with those.
It's almost built like an old game.
Kind of, it's the same kind of frustration. You can't get lazy. Like, basically, you have souls is your currency, and it buys everything. It does everything. It levels up your weapons.
Okay.
It levels up your
stats. Like retrieve
stats.
Souls, you're getting currency.
Right, right. Okay. Well, what happens is, as you kill shit, you get souls, and if you die, you drop. All your souls in that spot.
Okay, because I had
every single one, and that's how you upgrade everything, right? So that's the life source.
Now
right?
So you've
got to fight from the bonfire. You've got to fight your way through all that shit again, and not die if you want your souls back.
Okay,
and
so
you can't just cash in your souls. It's not like you get them and that's it. You got to fight your ass to somewhere you can cash them in.
See, I'm not familiar with this game at all. So let's start from the beginning. Who are you? How does this game start?
You're like the undead. You're a hollow. Basically, the lore of the game is there were these dragons, and there was nothing but dragons and fog. And then fire came, and these souls were created. These four lord souls, and basically every asshole in the realm was trying to get their hands on the lord souls. So of course, four assholes got their hands on the lord souls, and then you're trying to kill. You got to kill them, and they're like bosses to get. But in all honesty, most of the lore is learned from the items you pick up. It's kind of lazy.
Not the previous games.
Well, all of them. All of them. Okay. You learn the lore from, you know, a lot of the lore is learned from picking up shit.
It's so cryptic that you don't want to learn it. Like, I don't want to be bothered.
I don't even care, to be honest.
But you have to beat the game.
It's not necessary.
You don't have to get involved and understand what's going on.
No, you don't have to know what the hell is going on.
I make up my own plot.
Yeah, Rory's plot. I'm sure it involves porn somehow, right, Rory? Or rapist clowns.
This is my favorite plot. See, a supercomputer from the future.
Oh, everything. Here we go. Skynet. Everything's Skynet. Ask Rory. Everything's related. No, please.
This.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, I don't know how this ends.
It sent another robot back in time.
Yeah, for whatever reason, everything comes back to Skynet with Rory. I don't know why. But anyway, you know, they're lazy about it. A lot of things are left open to interpretation. I personally
don't care.
Yeah, I mean, everything else about the game is so good that I just, it's not a game. They're not games. The Soul series aren't games I play for the story.
Mm-hmm. Story doesn't matter. It's like saying you read the Playboy, which doesn't exist, I think.
For
articles. Like, that's not what you're there for.
Yeah.
So what are you there for?
Yeah.
Basically, and that's another thing is basically everything is cyclical in the Souls story. Every beginning has an end, and everything is some, you know, legacy or some lore or some ancient tale, you know, a prophecy that you have to fulfill. Again, it doesn't, while you're playing it, you don't put yourself in that role.
Okay.
Okay. You don't, because you're so worried about killing the shit that you couldn't care less why you're doing it.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm like that with a lot of games. Like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, the story, it's so good. I almost don't really care a lot of times about the story. If I want to see story, if I want a good story, I'll watch a movie. I'm trying to kill shit. You know what I'm saying?
So am I wrong by saying, is this? See, I'm not familiar with this game at all, but I have played Skyrim.
Right.
So
okay.
Can I put this game on the same plane as Skyrim, or is Skyrim more of a story-driven thing?
Skyrim's a little more...
Skyrim's exploration. Dark Souls is about...
So this isn't.
Yeah, Skyrim has a little more story to it. There are parts of the story you can actually choose which way the story goes in Skyrim. With this, the story is linear with
this.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, you don't affect an outcome by picking a different clan to be with, or, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You had to choose whether you were going to be with Ulfric Stormcloak or not in Skyrim.
Right, right.
And this, there's one way to go.
Okay. All right.
All of the Skyrim. All of the Dark Souls games are basically one long, continuous melee fight. With, yeah,
like Halo?
No. Halo's got mostly guns. No. Yeah.
This is more of a medieval theme.
Gears of War? Am I getting closer?
No guns.
Am I getting closer?
No guns. It's a medieval theme. Basically, you could play with a big-ass sword, or you could play with a sword and a shield, or you can be like a
javelin.
Be a mage. But what I'm saying, I'm trying to get the gist of how this game's operating. So is it like Gears of War where you're all moving, you're moving forward?
It's a one-man show, baby, yeah. Basically the checkpoints are the bonfires, right?
Uh-huh.
So what you're doing is you're trying to make it from bonfire to bonfire without losing all your shit, okay? Now, when you get to most bonfires, you can travel back to the main hub, which is where you upgrade your stuff. But, you know, if you die on the way there, you drop your souls. Now you have to go all the way back. I can't tell you how many times. You have to go back to the previous bonfire. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's almost like old NES style.
Exactly.
Game.
Mm-hmm. And this leads to that big time.
NES.
It's patience, and you can't get lazy, and you can't get greedy. When I say get greedy, means if you're fighting this enemy, and you know he's going to hit you if you take three hits, but you took three hits, you hit him three times instead of two, and he lit you up because you got greedy. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you're pissed off now because your souls are still 15 enemies away. You're not even getting to them for like, so you're like, I just got to get through this to get to my souls. And that's when they wreck you and they kill you because you got lazy.
Yeah.
And so basically, I can't tell you how many times I've seen the bonfire and I get wrecked while I see it. Like, I'm almost there. And now I have to fight through 30 more guys again. Okay. And then it isn't really cheap, but there's certain times where I get pissed off. Like, they'll put you on this little bridge, and like the bonfire is right around the corner, and you're on this little bridge, and
so
they
you can
send
see
three guys
the whole
at
time.
You not always, but sometimes.
Right.
But there was an instance in Dark Souls 2 where I'm fighting on this bridge. Okay, I'm on this little bridge, and it's, you know, if you move to the left or right a little bit, you're gonna fall off, and I have three guys attacking me, and I'm so close. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, and you fall off the edge, and it's like, you motherfucker. This is why people break controllers. This is,
yeah,
this,
I can see it.
You know, this creates spousal abuse and shit. You know what I mean? Seriously, it's like what are the English losing the World Cup or some shit? The English go nuts. They have those commercials. Do you ever see them?
No.
Oh man.
Did you? So did you complete the first two?
Yes, I did. I actually played the second one first. I thought the
How long did it take?
They're about 40-hour games.
Okay, Rory, did you finish any of them?
I've never finished any of the. I've only played the first three in the series. I've never finished any of them. They're too hard. I've rage quit.
Rory's a filthy casual.
Oh, they're that hard.
So he's a casual. Yeah,
they're rage quit.
Basically, they're that hard.
They are hard. Whatever you think hard is. Uh-huh. Add like 3 degrees to that. Like, it's much harder than you think it is.
Yeah, but what
it
makes
sounds
it so
like,
hard?
It sounds like that's like the big thing with this this series is
really
just the difficulty.
It is, and you know, normally that would piss you off, but nowadays so many games hold your hand.
Yeah.
By the second level, you're so overpowered. They give you all this insane. You just can't be killed. I can't tell how many games I went through and not even died once.
Well, what makes it hard? The controls, or is it the enemy, or is it just you have to memorize patterns? Like, what makes it hard?
It's making sure to attack when you're supposed to attack, and block when you're supposed to block, and roll out of the way when you're supposed to roll out of the way.
So is it one of those things where like
budgeting? It's really about budgeting, because you can make a real tank, but then every time you attack, you eat up all your stamina. So you have to watch your stamina
health
bar
and a stamina bar.
You can't let that go down, because then you're useless, and then you're going to get hit. When they hit hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, most of these enemies kill you in two hits.
So
they'll kill you in two hits.
Are you dying because you're not quite good at that section yet.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It's not the game's fault. It's your
fault. No, it's not. And that's the thing. And people want to say it's cheap to justify the reason for quitting. You know what I mean? And, you know, like I said, I don't blame anyone for not playing these games. You know what I mean? But it's just, it is nice to have such a challenge and a sea full of just hand-holding. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't hold your hand. It makes it difficult for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
cool.
It's refreshing, and it's actually rewarding. Like, I go through a level, Call of Duty or something. It's like, all right, whatever, next level. Dude, I get up out of my seat after. I'm, like, breathing heavy. Yeah. Like, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, and not won the Super Bowl, but, you know, they won
it. The Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Oh, shit. No, they won a close one, and I'm walking around the room with my hands on my sides, and I'm breathing heavy. I'm like, we did it.
Yeah, you kind of get the same feel. So they actually put the work in. Challenging game.
Yes, yeah. for sure. Yeah, I had to. Well, last night I had to quit because this old Demon King, he beat me like 6 times in a row, and I was like, okay, fuck it. I'm done.
I gotta
go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. That's frustrating, though, because then you just know you gotta come back to it, and then you're thinking in your head, like, can I even fucking do this?
Yeah.
Like, am I gonna lose another 6 times?
Right.
I fought a boss, it was actually a double boss in the first game for about 12 hours.
12 hours.
Ornstein and Smog. About 3 sessions of 4 hours straight till I finally beat him. And it was two of them. And when the one was diverting your attention and just wrecking you, while the other one was behind you, ready to one hit kill you. They're notorious in the games for being some of the hardest bosses. And it was tough to stick with that. I mean, I took like a week off and then came back after the second time. But it does it. So, like you're saying, you're laying in bed, Mike, and you're like, this mother.
Yeah,
you know what I mean
about it when you get a bet.
It's like it consumes you. It's like I'm going to kill him. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to win.
So the one, I mean, I watched some walkthroughs, but again, like I was saying, I was just looking at this stuff, and I was like, God, this is so far beyond what I'm used to. But I did see the one. I guess it's the first boss you encounter where it's the knight, and then it turns into that dinosaur thing.
Yeah, and in the first 10 minutes of the game,
how difficult is that?
Yeah, that was a little tough. Now, the more Dark Souls games you play, the more you understand what they're going for, the more you understand when you're supposed to roll out of the way of a hit, when you're supposed to attack. So that I died about 3 times on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's 10 minutes in the game. You have no stats
whatsoever. So
that
is the first boss.
That's the first boss, where you pull the sword out of his...
I think so.
Okay, you pull the sword out of his gut, and then he comes to life, and then he turns into this crazy
thing,
monster thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like that's not even 10 minutes into the game, and that's what they throw at you.
Yeah.
So it's like, holy shit.
There's no progression.
What was
it's
the
just
deal?
Like instant.
What was the deal with that crystal?
The crystal lizard?
Monster. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that part was optional. A lot of the bosses are optional. You don't have to fight a lot of them.
Okay.
That first crystal lizard, in the very beginning, he's optional.
How are they optional?
That's crazy too.
Meaning,
because
to advance in the level, you don't have to kill him.
The guy.
Oh,
that,
okay.
The,
he
right.
just
the,
drops a cool. He just drops good shit.
Oh, okay.
The walkthrough, I was. Watch him. The guy just stumbled upon him, and he was like, "Holy shit!" And the lizard just followed him and followed him and followed him. It was nuts because he was just going. What was it, the Cemetery of Ashes or something like that? It's like the first level.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
you say that right?
Okay. Something like that. Yeah.
And he's just going around the cemetery and just stumbles upon this goofy crystal lizard.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Fuck! I can't deal with that thing right now." And like he thinks he's like walking away.
Uh-huh.
And he looks back, and the fucking thing's just
right there.
He's just
chasing him.
Following him and following him and following him.
Yeah. Like, a lot of times, though, it is nice that you can run past shit.
So you get some sweaty palms playing this game.
Oh, yeah.
You got something chasing you, a giant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You feel the butterflies in your stomach.
The whole time.
You're like,
oh,
my. Because you don't want to lose your shit.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't. I've come so far.
Right, right.
I don't want to die here and lose all my shit and have to fight all the way back.
Are you
to
trying?
Get it again.
So what's with the lizard? All right, so there's a lizard chasing you, right?
Yeah,
now,
he's on an alcove to the side. All right,
so is he going to catch you if you stop, or is he just only you only got to fight him if you turn around and fight him?
A lot of enemies are like that, where you can outrun them and you can run away from them.
But if
they'll
you slow
chase
down,
you forever.
They're gonna catch
a lot of times, yeah. And
so
in the beginning, you don't have any stamina.
You don't want to run away from them, Ryan. You actually want to keep fighting because you need their souls.
Right.
Okay.
You need the souls. Although
you
I would say,
okay.
Sometimes you want to avoid something like that only because in the very beginning, there you've got nothing to lose. You just started. What are you gonna lose? 100 souls? Big deal.
Yeah.
You know, you get 50 souls from each one of those little enemies. So you've got nothing to lose. But if I had 30,000 souls on me and I saw that thing, I'd run like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to get killed by that.
I
drop all
now.
My shit right there, you know?
How many can you have chasing you?
Well, usually I wouldn't throw more than one huge thing at you like that at a time.
Okay,
that's enough.
Yeah,
do you feel that Dark Souls 3 is easier than the previous? Well, I guess Bloodborne is its own thing.
Bloodborne's its own thing. And in honesty, I never played Demon's Souls, but I will say that, and knock on wood, because it'll probably punish me, and I'm only halfway through the game, and the Dark Souls gods will shit on me for this, but I do think Dark Souls 3 is the easier game so far, which is... which is kind of good, because I think it's a good jump-in point. And the fact that the lore and the story is really, you know, not important to the Dark Souls games. It's more the game itself. I think it's a good jump-in point. You could jump in at Dark Souls 3. I think it's
okay.
Be the most leisure. If I could,
it's like Mega Man 2. It's like Mega Man 2 of Mega Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Dark Souls.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to call it leisurely, right. But, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the most playable game.
I think it's the best jump in point. And to be honest, the first area I thought was a little, after that boss it gets even harder. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I thought the sword boss. Okay. Yeah. I was saying to myself, man, this is the hardest game yet in the next couple levels. But eventually I had enough souls where I was a little overpowered I thought, don't give up because of the first two sections of the game, because they've actually been the hardest for me. And I actually think the bosses have been easier. Again, knock on wood. Okay? So I'm just
like
saying
to,
Dark Souls,
I
guys.
I feel like we have to have you back in like a month.
I know.
Yeah. Once I finished it, my asshole's been properly opened.
How long have you been playing it now?
I'd say about 15, 20 hours. 20 hours, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I'm about halfway through.
What is this, like a 40, 60-hour
game?
Yeah,
something like that. I think 30, 40, right? Something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
I looked it up
Ryan
online. I mean,
it,
yeah.
You
know? Around 30, they said, if you were...
What's an average...
Just
what's an average length
the game.
Of time nowadays?
That's about...
Is that about right?
It's about 20, 30 is about average. If you put, you know, in this category of games, I mean, this is Skyrim. You could play... Like, this isn't really an open-world game. This is more linear. But a lot of the open-world games, you could almost play forever. Like,
wait,
I played Skyrim for almost
yeah,
for 250 hours.
You could just basically
hours.
Do nothing.
What's more linear? Dark Souls 3?
Yeah, it's more linear than, like... It's not a sandbox game like a Red Dead or like a GTA or a Skyrim or any of the Bethesda games.
But games like Skyrim literally are just one large world. Like, they go on forever.
You
can walk from one
want.
End of the world to the other without a break. It might crash on you, but it could. And then you can go into buildings and have its own world.
Mm-hmm.
But these games are linear. Like, you go to a stage and that's it. Like, you're
okay.
in the stage. And a lot of it is optional. And this is where you learn little tidbits about the lore and what the hell is going on or why you should care. Also, there's a lot of loot everywhere, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of areas where, okay, you could see in the distance there's some mean shit over there, and that's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But over there is a lot of these glowing orbs, which are the items you pick up, and they're all scattered there. There's something.
So you're like baited to go over
there. There's good shit over there.
But you could lose all your shit just by trying to get over
there. Sure, sure.
Right.
You know, and it's at a certain point in the game, losing your souls isn't crippling. It's more in the beginning when you're trying to get strong enough to beat this shit.
Okay.
But towards the end of the game, you can be like, you can like take your chances. You can be like, I like my sword, I like my armor, you know, I like how things are going, I like my shield. I'm not taking a chance.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What's the fun in that? I mean, it's a challenge. You want it to be a challenge.
So you want to go.
It's interesting. I mean, the strategy is huge.
Absolutely.
I mean, and not just like fighting strategy, like how you even approach where you go in the game.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What's your build, Eric?
I'm going for quality build, 40 dex, 40 strength. I run with a long sword, and I'm just going to take that all the way to plus 10.
I have no idea.
Jesus Christ. I'm talking Japanese to you guys.
Wait. Hold on. Actually,
literally.
Right, again, the walkthrough that I watched, this guy took a good 12 to 14 minutes messing around with his character.
Yeah,
is that at all important?
Yeah, right. In the beginning, there's different classes you can pick where, they'll give you... You start with a certain amount of stats, and they'll give you... like, if you want to be a mage, it's good to start with a certain class. It'll give you more, you know, a sorcerer or whatever. It'll give you more stats in intelligence and faith, which is what you need to do sorcery and shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But...
Well, that...
Go ahead.
Okay. But I mean, like, changing the guy's hair length or complexion—that's bullshit.
No, it's just how you want your guy to look.
And this guy, took
putting
forever.
You're putting a helmet. Every gamer does.
So you
that,
don't
though.
See
it's
shit.
Funny. You think, who cares? But you get to that screen and you're like, oh, his nose is too big. I gotta make it smaller. You know, it's stupid shit. Yeah.
Mike, I know I'm throwing this at you again. If you do get in the newer games and you like create a character,
Mike doesn't know
anything. You'll get this thing of like, even though it doesn't fucking matter at all.
Yeah.
You want your character looking good.
Right. Every time.
If you look good, you'll play good.
Yeah,
you know?
I try to make my character look like me, and he turns out looking like Tom Cruise, and it's like, I don't look like that, but I think
it's
I
like
do.
The Matrix.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I think I look like Tom Cruise.
I look like Tom fucking Cruise. I feel like Tom Cruise.
I had a character in Saints Row 2 that looked exactly like Jesus Christ. He had like the hair, and like the toga, and like the sandals. It was hysterical. He's like, yo, motherfucker, I'm
going to do motherfucker. So, I know graphics now, it's not much of a big war as it used to be, but graphically, is the game, do you feel like they're using, you have it on Xbox One?
Right? Correct.
Do you feel like they're using the Xbox One technology right now on that game in the graphic category?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously has its limitations. It looks better. Everything looks better on PC than it does PS4, Xbox One. The PS4 has a slight power advantage over Xbox One. I can't really see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always tell the difference with the PC version, like nine times out of 10.
Yeah.
Sure. It's definitely, now there's different, you're running
you
on different quality.
No?
My PC sucks. So okay. I play little shit on my PC.
Yeah. Well, hence the problem with the whole PC situation. You
like
got to keep some money.
You
got to
keep up with it. Right. And I can play little indie games on my PC and that's about it.
But graphically it's a pretty solid game.
It's the best looking Dark Souls game yet. That's for sure. I mean, the worlds are diverse, the enemies are diverse. Right. It's just they really take their time with these games. They're great.
They're very ugly games, but they're very beautiful in a way too.
Yeah, ugly
they're
how?
Intentionally.
Evil.
Right. Yes.
Yeah,
gothic.
Yes.
The world is like burned to shit.
Yeah,
like,
it looks like an
like
apocalypse.
There's a nice section of town. Like, everything is decrepit and decaying and shit. But it has, like, nice color hues, and, like, the art design for all of them, other three, looks pretty nice. Like, that world looks like a place that you'd want to, I don't know if you want to hang out in it, because you'd probably get murdered immediately. But
probably
like,
not. You'd lose all your
you
souls.
You
want
to look at it. Like, it's very well done in that way. Like, the art design is very well done. And it has this mood that you are fucked. Like that's
it has that loneliness
at all
I
times.
I love that thing, that loneliness feeling
time.
In the game.
Impending doom at any time.
I love that.
At any time, a dragon come out of the sky and literally kill you, just murder you instantly.
Really?
Like that's how you feel. You're on the edge of your seat. It's like a horror movie.
Right.
It's like a horror movie where you're on the edge of your seat and anything can
it's like a
and
Flyers
will.
Playoff game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can and will be thrown at you at any time
with a sword in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anything. They'll drop a friggin' demon out of the sky at you. I don't know. You go, what the fuck? That doesn't make any sense. That's evil as shit. You know what I mean? And, the game, you just feel doomed the whole time. Doom is in the air. It's the ambiance. And it's amazing that they're able to create that. And they do that with the music, too. The music's spectacular.
I was just going
to
say that with the music.
I call it, like, doom opera. And it's like a choir, doom choir. Yeah, it's like, oh, man, you know?
Right.
And you're running away, and you're like, this is terrible.
Hmm.
And,
Eric, let's get to the $50,000 question.
Oh, shoot.
You're now pretty good at Dark Souls, okay, and that whole mechanic.
Yes.
Right? If I told you that I would like that game a lot better if they made Dark Souls Lite, where it was easy, where you actually had a difficulty where you could make it free.
You're going back to the emulator stuff, aren't you? You want an easy button.
I'm not talking about emulators. Yeah. I'm just talking. There's no option in
that. What do you mean? They would make it easier than they intended? Like,
tone down the two-hit kills to, like, five-hit kills.
It's not the fucking game, Rory.
Yeah, I mean, I would say...
No, time out.
Why? I would say... Go ahead.
When you say that it's not the game, they made the game like that. They can easily just make it that way, too. Most games have multiple difficulty settings.
Not this one.
That's the point. This isn't most games.
Yeah, it says not.
There's a million games you can play if you just want to walk through it, no problem. This is a challenging game. They wanted it to be challenging. They don't want to make the same game. They don't want to make Skyrim. And don't get me wrong, I fucking love Skyrim. It might be my favorite game ever. But you know, this is something different, and that's what they're selling, and people expect it. And after the first one, actually, the first one was hard.
There's like a standard.
There is.
For the series.
Yeah. People actually got mad at Miyazaki, who's the developer. He's the head of all these things, and they got mad at him that Dark Souls 2 wasn't hard enough. You know, they're like, yeah, you pussy, this and that. What are you trying to get the casual crowd in here, you know, so that you sell more games? And he's like, oh, yeah, motherfuckers? He's like, I give you Dark Souls 2, Scarra of the First Sin, and it's just like twice as hard as regular Dark Souls 2, and they have terrible enemies and terrible places, and the bonfires are fucked, and it's just, it was way harder, you know. So but that's what people want.
I like
the
that.
Fans
I like a game
that.
Where it has one difficulty.
Right.
You can't.
No.
I like that.
No.
And you're
because,
like,
because here's why. If you're going to make it easy, you're going to have an easy setting. Well, right. why not just have a very easy setting?
Like, right.
How far do you go with it?
Yeah. How much of a filthy casual are you, Rory?
Yeah, but having another setting doesn't impact you at all if you don't use it. You don't have to use it.
You don't have to, no.
I know. But, I see what you're saying, but, you know, I don't know. I think there's something to be said for, you know, it's just not for everyone, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know what I mean?
I guess there's nothing wrong with it. I would just tell you, I think I represent most people.
Right.
When it comes to this franchise.
Okay.
I would like the games a lot better
if
they weren't so fucking hard, all right? Because I don't think they're fun.
Yeah, but that's because you've never got... It's so gratifying when you finally beat that shit that was kicking your ass. Do you know what I mean? Like, you finally got through that area. You're like, I've never experienced accomplishment in a game like I have with this one. Like, I'm saying, I walk through every game. There's a lot of games where I hardly ever die. And in this game... You know what I mean? It's different.
Five card. How did you feel when you beat Mr. Sandman in Punch-Out?
How did you feel?
You felt good.
I felt pretty good. I was like...
You felt good.
I just beat overweight Apollo Creed. That's what I
thought. Hey. That's what... But
well,
I
there
mean,
you go.
You're right. I mean, anytime
one
you
difficulty.
Play like... That's a... You know, you play certain games and
yeah.
something in the game, whether it's a mini-boss or a final boss is just giving mm-hmm. you, and you think there's just no way that I'm going to do this, and you come back to it. Let me just try it again, and all of a sudden, like, and you can tell too. Oh my God, it's working! It's working! I think I'm going.
I got it.
Yes, I did it. I
exactly.
finally did
yes.
it.
Yes. Yep. You're running around the freaking room, and you're like, oh fucking.
The baby's sleeping, and you're just like,
I like that
fist
baby.
Bumping, going,
yes. Yeah, and you feel like a total nerd, and that's fine. Yeah. And I don't care. I'm a total nerd, and I'm proud of that. And I like the game and you know.
Like it the way it was intended.
I like the game the way it was intended.
That's
no,
awesome.
Not for little pussies.
So we've been rating our games a certain way by saying either if it's a great game, you say collect it. If it's a good game, you say emulate it. If it's a bad game, destroy it. could you rate this game right now?
Sure. I've got a better rating for a newer game.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I mean... If you played the Souls game, Souls games and you like them, obviously collect it. I think it's the best yet. It may not, and so far, like I said, be the most difficult, you know, for the really hardcore crowd. You know, they get angry when it's not hard enough. But if you're a Souls fan, it's a must have.
Right.
You know, I would say rent it.
Okay.
Okay? I would say give it a try.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right? See, you know what I mean? I think this is the most, you know... The easiest one to get into, Dark Souls 3. If you're going to start somewhere, I'd say start there. As far as lore is concerned, you're not, you know, unless you're really,
don't worry about
unless
that.
Yeah, just... unless you're really into the lore of Dark Souls, which I don't know how anyone can be because it's so cryptic and
mm-hmm.
left open to,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even say it, this game's these games are about gameplay. So I'd say rent it, collect right. it if you're into Dark Souls games, no question, it's a must play. If you're a little timid about it and you're a little, you know, worried you might not make it and you'll rage quit, I'd say, you know, rent it. Give it a try.
So five cards. So you played a little bit of this. Could you? Do you feel like you could give it some sort of a rating, or have you not played it enough?
No, I don't. I don't have the platform, so I've never played Dark Souls 3 or.
Okay.
But I mean, just as the franchise as a whole, I would say that it's. I mean, emulated isn't really appropriate because
you no, not at all. Yeah,
you would if you could, though.
Right.
But like, I'd agree with Eric. I would say rent it, don't buy it, try it out, and get ready to be killed. Hmm. What is the slogan? Get ready to die.
Prepare to die. And die. And that's what it says on the box. That's the selling point.
I love when you die in big letters. It just goes,
"You died.
You died. You fucking asshole. You blew it." Yeah.
You'll be seeing that in your dreams.
See
that screen.
Campfire.
Yeah.
My dead. You died.
You died.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for that. You know.
All right, final thoughts before we head out
on Dark Souls
3? On Dark Souls 3?
If you made me give it a score out of 10, I'd throw it a 9.5 at it right now.
All right. That's pretty high.
I think it's the fighting system and the gameplay are the pinnacle of fighting in that style, medievalish, you know.
Now, I know nothing about the game before we talked about it. I kind of thought it was something totally different, but I'd actually be interested in playing it.
Yeah, I mean, you get the first Dark Souls. I think I got the first one for free on with Xbox Live. It was free 1 month with Xbox Live.
That's all I got.
But,
you could probably get it for
like $8 bucks.
You also have it for PS3, right?
I have it. Oh, I do have it on PS3.
Oh, you do have it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have Demon's Souls and Dark Souls 1 and 2.
Right? I wasn't aware.
Ryan.
And now he knows. He has so many games he doesn't
so
even know.
And Ryan, tomorrow morning you have to wake up at 8 o'clock. Rory's got everything scheduled for
you. Yeah, I have. Yeah. Yes.
And play Dark Souls.
Because our Eagles are playing Washington Redskins tomorrow.
Oh, go Birds! Shit.
1 o'clock.
Birds!
Go Eagles!
Birds! Fuck we you, need Sean a win. Jackson. We need fuck a win. You, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, fuck
fucking
you.
Hell.
Yeah, well.
I think they win. It'll be an ugly game. They'll win by field goal.
That's it?
Yeah, we're way better than them, but we have a way of playing down to our competition.
But we always have a close game with the Redskins.
That's true.
All
division game.
Always.
It's in Maryland.
And usually that Redskins games are always low scoring for some reason. Like when we play the Giants, we'll score a little bit. Dallas will score a little bit. Redskins games are sloppy.
They are.
20-17. So.
Yeah.
All right. But ready to close this one out?
When you feel good about the game, though.
I feel real good about the game. I think Eagles win. I think they're going to win 28-17.
I'm going.
I just don't think the Redskins are having a good year.
32-10.
32-10?
I think we beat the balls off them.
You really think we kicked the Reds?
I'm not scared, and I never say that. I'm always scared.
27-17 Birds.
Ah, okay. Nice.
Five card?
12-15 Eagles.
12-15. A couple safeties.
A snoozer. A real snoozer. A defensive battle.
All right. Well.
So.
You can close
this one out. Yeah. Where you can find us. We're on Facebook. Emulate This. You can follow us on Twitter at Emulate This. You can email at us. Email us.
Email.
I have a tough time saying that. Email us.
Was before email. It's before the internet.
Emulate This at Outlook.com. And that's all we got.
I was going to say, Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. This was a blast.
Awesome.
This was an absolute. This was
we'll
a great time.
We'll do it again.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right. Peace out.
See you.